For today's In Touch, we focus on the 15th annual Iowa Country Schoolhouse Conference, which is being held at the Kelowna Historical Village Friday and Saturday. We're joined by Bill Sherman, the creator and organizer of this annual conference. We'll start with him explaining how this all got started.
I had retired in early 2000 after working 35 years with the Iowa State Education Association, and I had just finished a book, Iowa Country Schools, Landmarks of Learning, where we identified the number of buildings that had been used as one- and two-room schools that were still standing, and then summarized how they were being used at that time, which was about 1998. And it just kind of grew from the publication of the book. We got legislation passed that created the Iowa Country School Grants Program to help people that wanted to preserve a building and needed some funding to complete that project. And so I felt that we had some momentum going in 1999, and then decided to have a conference and see if anybody would come in 2000, and we've had annual conferences each year since where we bring people together that are concerned about this issue.
And before we get to the conference here, how many schoolhouses remain here in Iowa?
I would estimate about 3,000 buildings that were used as schools that are standing in some form, and that includes more than 1,000 that have been readapted to some kind of home or housing facility, and that also includes some that are in deterioration, that are on the verge of falling down. But the good news is that we have more than 200 of those 3,000 buildings have been preserved as some type of museum facility, and we have at least one country school museum facility in every county in Iowa now, and more new projects coming online each year.
This weekend, you've got that 15th annual conference. Who's speaking? Do you want to highlight anybody in particular?
We have several outstanding people that have done significant work. Our, I guess, opening keynote speaker is Dr. Mark DeWalt, who is probably the most knowledgeable person in the country on the status of Amish education in the United States and Canada. Dr. DeWalt recently completed a book where he traveled throughout the country, including several stops to Iowa, to look at Amish schools and talk with Amish teachers about the educational programs that were being offered in Amish schools. So he's going to be our opening keynote speaker, and then we have an outstanding panel of people that includes faculty member from Indiana Southeast University, a couple of local citizens that have lived in Kelowna throughout their life that had experience teaching Amish children in public one-room schools. And then we have a student that goes to the Mennonite High School that is going to talk about Amish education. So we have really a very interesting follow-up panel to Dr. DeWalt's opening presentation, and then we have people that have worked to restore schools, people that have compiled and produced county histories of country schools, and other people that have developed interpretive programming in a country school. We have a man coming from Wisconsin, from the Reed School, that has one of the outstanding interpretive programs in the country. We have a couple of people coming from New York that are involved with the Country School Association of America, and they will be hosting the next Country School Association National Conference in upstate New York in 2015. So we have a varied program on Friday, and then on Saturday we're going to be touring some of the Amish schools in the Kelowna area, including the Middleburg School, which is the longest continuous youth school in Iowa. They operated as a public one-room school from 1860 to 1960, and then that school building was purchased by the Amish in 1960, and they've continued to use the Middleburg School as a private one-room school for Amish children. So the Middleburg School has been in use as a school for more than 150 years. And that's one of the schools we'll visit. Mary Swander has invited us to visit her home. She lives in an old one-room school that's been converted to a nice home. And then we'll be visiting some other Amish schools, a rural church, and eating a meal in a Mennonite home. So it will be a fun, exciting day on Saturday to get a chance to see these historic schools.
Absolutely. Does someone have to register or do something along those lines?
Yes, and they have to register pretty quickly. Nancy Roth, who is the manager of the historical village, and she's keeping tabs on reservations, and she has reported we have 91 people registered as of Monday morning, and we can only accommodate 100, so she's going to have to start cutting off registrations. And if someone would like to register, they could call Nancy at the Kelowna Historical Village, and that number is 319-656-2519.
That was my conversation with Bill Sherman, organizer of the Iowa Country Schoolhouse Conference. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.